Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, yeah, Chico, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, toothpick in your eye, I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadiums pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
So long it looked like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it looked like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. It looked like you had your problems. Really, you never was solving. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just know when I gotta reach, I reach back like 1-3. Like 1-3, yeah.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole town, they wanna take my place. Whole town, they wanna take my place. Whole town, they wanna take my place.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going? Yeah, we up on here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest. As we talking about Jocelyn Navarro. We're not talking about Jocelyn Hernandez from Love and Hip Hop. So we got Jocelyn Navarro on live.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Thank you.
We making sure none of these fans don't show no fake, you know.
Right. It's all real love only. All real love only.
Yeah, it's going to be some repercussions. You know? And tell me, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yeah. I first became a wrestling fan in 2000. So, I mean, and yeah, since then I wanted to be a wrestler. Of course, I went down other avenues of athletics and excelled, of course, but all roads led to wrestling. So I hung up my track spikes and was like, you know what? I'm going to pursue my dream and go wrestle. And it's been great ever since.
Well, also, who did you idolize in the wrestling business during that time and now?
One of my favorites growing up was always Jazz. Because, you know, as even today, I mean, it's not a whole lot of black female presence in wrestling. Like, I think I'm, like, the only black female wrestler in Ohio. So, like, it's not really, like, a lot of us out there. So when you see, like, one, like, in the big leagues and she's like, badass and she's, like, winning championships and whatnot, you're like, damn, I want to be like her, like. She's cool. I want to be like her. So she's always a very big, like, inspiration to me. And hopefully I get to wrestle her soon.
Right.
That'd be great.
Yeah, she was basically legit, basically. And she basically said, like, basically, like, you know, she backed it up also. And, you know, she can cut a promo, and you know, she basically was a bad bitch. So
yeah, she was the OG. She was definitely the OG.
True. And who were your trainers?
My trainers, I trained at Mega Championship Wrestling in Elyria, Ohio. My trainers is Brandon Xavier, and Graham Wellington also trained me a little bit. He had moved, but now he moved back, so he's going to start training us again, along with Brandon. Those are my two primary trainers.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, you can say whatever you want on here. It's uncensored.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's perfect.
Right. Yeah, wow, you're actually the only Ohio and right now in Ohio, right?
Say that again?
Wow, you're actually the only Ohio women's wrestler right now.
The only black Ohio women's wrestler.
Oh, the black, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some pretty good chicks in Ohio, but I'm not
exactly. Right. Also, what was it like for your wrestling debut match? What was it like?
My wrestling singles debut was against Angel Dust. It was actually at a con called Colossal Con in Sandusky, Ohio. It was pretty cool. It was pretty fun. I liked it. I wrestle her a lot. She now goes under the name of Zoe Sky. I wrestle her a lot. She's a great person to learn from.
Right.
It was a pretty good matchup.
Right. And I definitely like one of your, you did some work against her also as a heel also. And you also had a sidekick.
You said I had a sidekick?
Yeah, a female valet.
Oh, yeah. She's not my manager anymore. I actually have a male manager now. But, yeah, I used to have a female manager. See, you know, that's the business. So now I have a male manager who is an amazing manager. He'd do anything it takes to make sure I win. Lord Little Dick, that's his name. He's perfect. He's a great manager.
All right. What was the biggest highlight right now in wrestling right now for you?
Probably, let me see, the biggest highlight for me. I don't know. I've had some pretty good things going. So I'm not entirely sure. I've made appearances for a lot of great companies and stuff. So I think every accolade, I guess my highlight would be being the Fighting Spirit champion of Mega and being the NWA Midwest champion, women's champion. So I guess those would be my highlights of my career right now.
Yes. NWA, one of the oldest wrestling promotions out there in wrestling history.
Right, and Jazz is the overall NWA women's champion. And I've been getting some buzz from the big NWA. So hopefully I'll be able to get down to Texas and wrestle her for that belt.
Awesome. What are your thoughts on working with Kelly Klein from Ring of Honor?
Oh, it was very intense working with her. I worked both her and Zoe Sky at the same time, so that match was really, it was really aggressive. It was really fun. I liked it. Kelly is an amazing athlete in the ring. I would love to work with her again, but at Ring of Honor, it would be great. It would be great to wrestle her at Ring of Honor. That would be great.
Right. And definitely Kelly Klein got her first start on the show, Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Oh, really? Oh.
Right.
I'm looking at mix it up in the ring with her again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely a fantastic worker also.
Yeah. Yeah, she's shorter than I thought she would be.
Yeah. How television does it?
Say it again.
How those cameras at Ring of Honor does it though?
Yeah.
Make them as big as they can.
Yeah. When we got in person, I was like, oh, okay. But I mean, she's taller than me, so. But still, I thought she was going to be, like, super tall.
Oh. Also, what was it like to work with Maddie Max?
I've wrestled her twice now. Once in NWA. At NWA Midwest in February, and once recently at my home promotion of Mega Championship Wrestling. She's great to work with as well. I like working with her. I wouldn't mind working with her again. She's pretty cool to work with. I mean, right. she you know, got to get up on my level, you know.
Yes, enough alumni to the show also. And she still kind of resemble Alessa Bliss, but definitely.
Oh, you think so?
Yes,
I don't know. I'll have to put this side by.
I mean, someone, yeah, by her manner, a little bit of mannerisms or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
What kind of music you listen to?
I listen to all kinds of music. I love hip hop music. I really like music from like the 70s though, like from the 70s to like the 90s, like. That's like my music. Like I love disco music.
Wow.
My parents My parents was like born in the 60s and early 70s, so they listened to disco. So I love disco music. My family also is from the Caribbean, so I love, you know, Caribbean music, dance hall, reggaeton, Tejano, all that stuff. I like a wide variety. I just don't like country music, and I don't like metal music. That's all.
You heard it? You heard that, ladies and gentlemen? Jocelyn doesn't like metal or country. If you bring that shit to her, you might have to get
mad.
A best lap.
Yeah,
right.
Like, I'm going to be mad. Don't bring that shit to me. No.
And for example, what do you think of these about Charlottesville, all the stupidity going around with these white nationalists and guys wearing tiki and tiki torches and coming around with like something from 300 movies?
Well, first of all, they got tiki torches, like, come on. Like, come on, like, are y'all going to a fucking luau? Like, y'all got damn tiki torches. But I just like people for the longest, and it's more so like white people, they pretend like racism is dead. And it's not. And for people that say, like, racism is, like, dead, or racism like doesn't exist, like whatever, it doesn't exist or whatever, I always like, you know, date a black person and see, you know, the comments you get and the looks that you get. Because I've been in an interracial relationship, and to reach the look at is crazy. And it's because, you know, we weren't same race. And but anyway, I don't have to be in an interracial relationship to know that racism is out there and is real. I used to go to school in the South as well. I used to go to the University of Mississippi, and that place is ridiculously racist. So for people, for me to hear people say that, you know, racism is dead, racism doesn't exist, it's not how, like, America isn't how it was like 4 years ago. Like, no, it really is. So this Charlottesville thing wasn't really surprising to me, and it shouldn't have taken white nationalists to rally about this Robert E. Lee statue for people to understand that racism in America is alive and is real and is strong. So that's really my piece on that.
Right. And they basically had more white people out there with Black Lives Matter shirts fighting with them also. And these idiots from the nationalists, they're going to actually put their hands on several women and all and stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like, where does it stop? Like, but
right.
I don't know.
I guess maybe they don't like women anymore. They do their ritual of right, of tendencies and stuff, yeah.
White nationalists don't like nobody.
Right.
They don't like women. They don't like minorities. They don't like anybody.
Right. And they're a bunch of cowards and a bunch of pussies. They wouldn't even show up in the projects or any urban community. They know they wouldn't even survive.
Yeah, they know what's up. They know what's up. They definitely not showing up in Southside Chicago or nothing crazy. That's why they did it at the University of Virginia, because they knew nothing crazy was going to happen. Like, show up in a real spot and, you know, nuck if you butt, you know? Like,
right.
Come on.
Well, I remember that. The whole neighborhood of Chicago crashed that Trump rally. I remember that. And
yeah, right. They real
they
tough
got shook.
In areas.
Right.
Right, they're real tough in areas where, like, they know that nothing is going to happen. Like, go in the area where the people not going to take that. And then let me see how tough you are.
Right. And if they step their foot in, and especially around here in Baltimore City, Baltimore, Maryland, close to 99% of African Americans, they wouldn't even be in here. Maybe one of them showed up in City Hall recently about the we have a Robert Lee statue that's about to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only just one of them, one of the nationalists that showed up and walked out of City Hall, dude.
Stupid.
Right.
Stupid.
And right. They know that we would trade a ride if they ever come around here. Once the statue be knocked down, they'll be too afraid to step.
Right, they might as well just let these statues go.
Right.
And then on top of everything, it's like they always want to talk about the Confederate flag, like, oh, it's not hate, it's heritage. Like, no, it's hate. That's exactly. It's hate. Like, the Confederate states fucking annexed the fucking Union. Like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, not only did they traded on the fucking U.S. government, so it's like, y'all waving, technically y'all waving the flag of traitors, but y'all mad when somebody don't stand for the national anthem, but you waving the whole ass traitor flag.
Right.
Then the Confederates wanted slavery, and every time a white group, a hateful white group, show up, they have a Confederate flag, like the KKK.
Right.
So it's rude.
And I
have,
right.
I'm trying to tell somebody that their shit is not hateful, and I'll do hateful shit with it.
Oh yeah, they just wouldn't even show this. I think they wouldn't even go right there. I think they would go hide behind their computers or anything and say some racist stuff. That's what that's what makes them more of a pussy and stuff. They won't even confront people.
Right.
Once they in person, yeah. And especially
right.
when I noticed Kaepernick, once he knows for the national anthem, his other ones took a stand with him. Also, even high school football players. And what happened was some of their teammates actually was saying, calling them nigga for doing that.
That's true. You know what? I haven't stood for the national anthem in years. Because, like,
right.
I know the history of the song, and it's like, I'm not going to stand for a song that's singing about my people being enslaved and my people not having freedom. Because the third verse in the national anthem sings about my people not having freedom and my people being enslaved. So I'm not going to stand for that shit.
Right.
And can't nobody make me stand for it. I was like.
Right. It's like some corporate businesses want to blackball certain people like Kaepernick, and just for that, like he was doing like he murdered something or did something way worse than Michael Vick.
Right. Or fucking Richie Incognito was fucking bullying another fucking teammate. They didn't blackball him.
Right. And he basically said the N word.
Alright. So they just I'm proud of Cap for standing his ground
right.
though, you know.
Right. And especially that wide receiver named Riley Cooper that was with the Eagles at a country while he was at a country music. Show was saying nigga this and that, and I know he recently got cut by the Eagles last season, and I wonder if he still has a job in the NFL.
I'm not sure. I'll have to check that.
Right.
I hope not though, because that's
right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be some right there with Roger Goodell and all of them in the league on this. But they losing millions of dollars from this cabinet being blackballed.
They don't care because, like, NFL is a $1 billion company, so they like. We can lose
right.
a few million.
Right. And I think it's all, you know, right. Even if they tell them to we got this from this such and such bank telling us we can't sign Kaepernick. We'll sign somebody that has nothing to do with social justice or anything like that. A clean cut player. That's what it is. They try to put sponsors and corporate America first, the NFL now.
Yeah, they should have messed.
Jay Cutler gets a pass of the worst quarterback to get signed by the Dolphins, and they can't sign Kaepernick.
Right. Can't nobody tell me that Jay Cutler is better than Colin Kaepernick. Can't nobody tell me that.
Right.
Jay Cutler
he's like the
6 years for a living.
Right. It's like Baron Corbin getting put, it's like being prepared or getting to that, like a huge deal like that, or like not being prepared, not ready for the champion in which WWE did that tonight, though. That was very clever of them right there.
I didn't even get to see it.
Sorry about the spoilers, yeah.
No. I seen on Twitter and chat, so I'm gonna go back and watch it on the DVR.
Right. And do you watch the other current product of GFW Impact?
I watch it sometimes. I know a few people that wrestle for Impact. So I have to watch them on the TV and be like, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, it's, right. A couple names, Zema Ion, yeah, he was from the Indies, and
mm-hmm.
and also my homie Desmond Xavier also.
Yep. He comes and wrestles for my home promotion. Sometimes, so.
Right. I remember when I was like, he was also being trained also at Gilbert's Wrestling Academy in Baltimore, and I was there for a few, I did a trial for training there also, but this guy was actually, you know, I remember like, what has it been, like 5 years ago, he was like running the ropes. Being a one of those security ringside security.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he ended up, you know, being in a tag team and flying. You mean doing good work for other promotions and stuff.
Yeah, this came a long way.
Do you have any interest in working with anyone, any other female that's on the indie scene or that's with the major companies?
I would love to wrestle Naomi. She's my current favorite. She's been my favorite since she been in, and I'm glad she's finally getting the recognition that she deserves. I would also like to wrestle. I met Deonna Purrazzo last month, and she was very nice. I would like to wrestle her.
Yes.
Let me see. Who else? I don't know. Off the top of my head right now, I can't really think of anybody that's like on my super list. Start wrestling men more. I would like to wrestle. I would like to wrestle my tag team partner. His name is Jackson Stone. Even though he's like twice my size, but I would still like to wrestle him. I would like to wrestle my trainer, Brandon Xavier. I wrestled Graham a few months back, so I would like to wrestle Brandon. I don't know, really. Well, I'm sticking up to me that I don't like to wrestle. I would just like to go everywhere and just show everybody the talent that I have. So.
Yeah, you definitely got the talent and definitely promo skills, and I definitely like the one on your page also, the promo that you cut also, that was on the beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that shit was dope.
Yeah, it had to be a little, had to get a little different. I was like, I'm at the beach, so I might as well just cut one. It went over pretty well.
Also, you have any interest in working with AIW Girls Night Out?
You know what? They're not doing those anymore.
Oh, that sucks. It's basically they just do one women's match now from AIW.
Yeah. Or none. One or none. That's always an option.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if I don't work for them, I wouldn't care if I don't. If I do work for them, that's fine, you know. If I don't, then I don't.
Right.
I'm not really trying to break my neck to get in there. It'd be great if I do, but if I don't, well. But there's so many other great promotions around this area. Like, of course, Mega. That's a hot spot for the young talent. Young talent. Everybody wants to work for Mega. And then it's in Cleveland, it's a PCW, Premier Championship Wrestling. I wrestled there, too. And it's pretty fun. I really like it there. But everybody should check out. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody should check out Mega.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a good promotion. And can you tell me about Rise also?
Rise?
Yes.
It's awesome.
The sister promotion of Shimmer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's an all women's promotion, yeah. They I don't really know too much about Rise, really. I mean, I know it's an all women's promotion. Zoe Sky used to be the champ there. They usually run the same weekend as Shimmer. So. But I don't know. I don't really know too much about Rise.
Right. So much talent in Shimmer that end up going to WWE and other promotions.
Yeah, I would love to work for Shimmer. So hopefully I get that opportunity.
Right. And there is also WSU also in Philadelphia and New Jersey also.
Yeah, I would like to work for them too. That'd be cool. And Shine down in Florida.
Right. And how about Booker T's reality wrestling also?
Yeah, I know a guy that wrestles down there, Gino Medina. I would like to come down there and wrestle as well. That'd be great to wrestle, you know, for Booker T. I would love to get down there and wrestle for Reality or wrestling. So hopefully I can pull that off, like, in 2018.
Definitely, and I'm seeing their stuff on YouTube, and they put on good shows also, and even women matches also. They have a lot of good women workers also. They had, you know, Kiera Hogan working with Miranda, so that was another good one also.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm trying to get down there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely try to get down there. I would
right,
just like to expand more out anyway.
Right. And it's just amazing how Booker T and Chamel actually are good business persons also, as a business couple also.
Yeah, like, I'm glad that there's more black promoters and owners out there. And they're really doing good, too. So I'm glad that they're out here shining.
Right. And definitely he's running for mayor of Houston.
Oh, yeah. He gonna win.
Right. And he went to from negative to positive. He went he built, you know, he fought all of his, you know, negativity growing up as a young adult to that pro wrestling got him to be a positive person on a new lease on life.
Mm-hmm. Wrestling saved his life. Definitely saved his life. And that's good. I'm glad.
Right. Right.
I'm glad that was able to happen for him.
Right. And I wish him a whole lot of success of getting that winning that mayor race also. I think he has what it takes, though. They see a lot of people see a lot of that he's one of them also. He's basically for the people.
And yeah, we need them kind of mayor for the people.
Right.
That's a win for mayor.
What you think of the Mae Young tournament that WWE is doing now, the 32 women's tournament?
I was happy about it. I'm glad they did that tournament. Oh, excuse me. I'm glad they did that tournament, though. Put women's wrestling on a whole new platform. It was good to see some familiar faces in that tournament. You know, I was hoping that I could be in it, but I wasn't, so it was okay. I was very proud to see that happened, because not even 10 years ago, like, you never thought that an all-women's tournament in WWE would happen.
All right. Yeah, but I give Triple H all the credit for fighting hard to get it there.
Right. That's all they call it, Indian.
Right. And you never know, you might have a, we could be seeing you on an NXT show.
That'd be sweet. Oh, that'd be so sweet.
Right.
I'd be so happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Even house shows or even their tapings.
Mm-hmm. Any way to get my foot in the door.
Right. And I said, how could Triple H be a heel and he's way too, he getting a baby face reaction? They know that he's putting together, that he know how to book pro wrestling like it should be on, basically on the main roster.
Yeah, I think Triple H, WWE needed Triple H, like, behind the scenes. Because Vince was running the WWE into the ground. And Triple H did a lot to change it around. And I'm glad they gave Triple H the position that they do. Because WWE stock was plummeting.
Right. Maybe Vince must be spending too much time in the White around the White House, around Linda McMahon and Donald Trump, since Linda McMahon is part of the cabinet. Mm-hmm.
I know, that's
Could this be that he's right? Could this be that he's booking some of the scenarios in the White House with the ongoing thing with Trump and the North Korea leader?
I don't know.
I think it's some of that. I still say some of that stuff with the U.S. and North Korea going to war is nothing but a work. They work in the media.
Probably. More than likely. Are they,
yeah,
you know, want to spend money and worries about
right. Money. You also have Dennis Rodman in the middle of it. He's best friends with both guys. And I said WrestleMania right here. And I said I can see now they book WrestleMania booking it right now. And said, how about we get one of these CNN guys as a special guest referee, like Anderson Cooper, and all of a sudden it's a swerve. They turn on Anderson Cooper and start beating up, annihilating them and beating up the death and stuff. I think Vince would dream of doing something like that for Trump.
Vince is nuts.
And
Vince is absolutely nuts.
Right. And everyone knew that that's the McMahons and Trumps go back for years, that they actually voted for him, and he was trying to act like that he didn't have nothing to do with it. And they know it. The network knows it.
Right. We all know.
Mm. Right. And it's kind of weird to see him taking a picture with Trump in the White House with Triple H and other family and stuff, and showing a picture of what he did at WrestleMania, shaving Vince's hair.
Oh.
Think of Lucha Underground women wrestling the men.
I think more promotions should do that because wrestling, I personally like wrestling men. Because they're, you can do more stuff with them. I like wrestling men. You can get more, a lot more reckless.
Right.
Like when I wrestle men, I'm way more reckless when I wrestle men than I am when I wrestle women.
Wow. And it's it was amazing to see how Sexy Star won the Lucha Underground title.
Say that again.
Their Luchador Sexy Star character going over being put over for the for that title that time of last season of Lucha Underground.
Mm-hmm. The whole situation was crazy, but that was crazy. Yeah, that's
right.
The whole situation.
Right. But I think Vince needs to do that also in the general matches also.
Yeah, they should. But you know, they could be so PG. Yeah, 1 minute.
Right.
1 minute.
Right. And Vince was actually a hypocrite also. Goldust was also doing in your windows and stuff, more raunchy stuff when he was doing that PG era.
Yeah.
I was saying when Goldust, when he in the '90s when he was first came up the scene, when it was still the kind of the PG era, that he was doing stuff that you wouldn't even see on TV now.
Right.
And I can see, you know, I could hear like when Jerry Lawler was, I think that time feuding with Goldust, and he was on a live Raw talking about that, just calling him a faggot and stuff.
Calling him a maggot.
And this was like the Attitude Era, basically. And even that time with the, when I was looking back at the Hart Foundation, and the Nation of Domination and the DX angle trying to accuse the Hart Foundation of being racist and calling the Nation the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was right there. That was very good television right there.
I like Nation of Domination.
Yeah, me too. And I think that was one of the best. Ron Simmons, like, had the best promos I ever seen right there.
Yeah, I like Ron Simmons. That's Farouk. That was really,
right.
That was really good.
Remind me of one of the, you know, Nation of Islam mixed up with the Black Panthers.
Yeah, that's what they was. I think that's what they was going for.
Right. And that time when I seen DOA, and I said that, I'm telling you, they doing the skinheads, and I'm glad they didn't go that far though.
Yeah, that would have been too much.
Yeah. And I was saying, why they have Puerto Ricans dressed up as ice cream men and stuff? And the Los Ricos, I was saying, what the fuck?
First one happened. Some wild gimmicks. That's what makes it proper. That's what makes it good. I love this one.
Are your parents very supportive of you when you wanted to become a pro wrestler?
Well, yeah. It was like, okay, cool. Cause, they always knew I wanted to be a wrestler. So when I actually decided to go ahead and try it out, it was like, all right.
I think you started at the high school. I think you started after high school graduation.
No, I started my sophomore year of college. My sophomore year of college.
Do a lot of students know that you are a pro wrestler there?
Yeah, they know. They'd be all shocked and yeah, be like, yeah. I'm a wrestler, guys.
Y'all need to give her tons of support. Show up in droves at her event.
Yeah, that'd be great. So they can all boo me.
Stop paying these bills for the promoter and talent. Come on. Bring your asses. If y'all can sit there and watch Power or anything else to invest your life in, how about investing it in alumni students?
Yeah, come watch some live entertainment.
Right. Hey, it can be like an NXT feeling also. Like Full Sail University.
Right.
Would you like to plug any of your upcoming shows for the listeners out there?
Yeah. Let me see. August 26th. August 26th. I'll be in Akron at Ohio Championship Wrestling. And August 27th, I'll be in Wheaton, West Virginia. For Black Diamond Wrestling. But this Saturday, I will be in Pittsburgh and I'll be at the International Wrestling Cartel Show, IWC. So you guys can say hi to me at any of those shows. September, my home show, September 23rd in Elyria, Ohio, Mega Championship Wrestling. I can't think of the rest of the shows I have in September off the top of my head. I post them as I go though. But yeah, those are the shows off the top of my head that I'll be at. So come support me, say hi. Tell me I'm awesome. Oh, I get stuff. Oh yeah, I get stuff.
Awesome, that's right. Support this woman, definitely. She's on the rise, and definitely, that's right, you can franchise her.
Yeah. I'm going to be something great. Going to be something great.
Yeah, that's right. And do you have do you want to promote any of your fan pages or anything out there for the listeners also?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at @Joss_E_Navarro. On Instagram, it's Jocelyn_Navarro. And Facebook, I have my fan page. Come on and like it. Give me to 1,000 likes. It's Jocelyn Navarro. So follow me. Friend me, like me, whatever. And, you know, shoot me stuff. Don't wait. Don't send me messages, guys. It's right on my wall. Or tweet me or whatever. Just my inbox is for business. So don't inbox me. But, yeah, you know, tweet me messages. Tell me you hate me. So I can say, ha-ha. You know, all that good stuff. Have fun with it. Have fun with life, man. I'll be sure to make you laugh. Haley.
Right, you never know. It might be Stevie J.
No, definitely don't
want to know
that.
I think Stevie, she'll whip your ass. You won't even be on Love and Hip Hop like that.
No, hell no. Mm-mm. My parents are kidding.
Or you never know, you might get a promotion from LaVar Ball, Lonzo Ball's dad, Big Baller Brand.
Jesus. Those nutcases. Nutcases.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to make you a star. Big baller. I got the swag. I actually beat Michael Jordan 1-on-1.
That's crazy.
I think he's the black Donald Trump. Another one that say whatever he want to say on a live mic, especially on Raw, though. I heard Vince in the back was actually turning red.
Well, that was before All
right. And his son Mellow Ball was saying, whip that nigga's ass. We're talking about Vince was living backstage, he was going crazy.
But that boy should have known better though when he's saying it on national TV.
Yeah. Hopefully he must, you know, maybe his dad must have pulled him to the side. You gotta watch what she's saying.
Yeah.
You know, he's not gonna say it to the media like that. Maybe he really is a black Donald Trump. I don't know, not apologizing or nothing. And right, I can see Vince. Damn it, we're gonna lose sponsors for this. I can see. Wait a minute, Vince.
There.
Right, you call Cena a nigger.
All right.
Jocelyn, you can come back anytime to the show to rant about anything.
All right.
Anything pop culture, anything, upcoming shows or anything, any kind of rant.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Awesome. It was an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. Hopefully we can see you back here in the future.
All right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome. You have a good night.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jocelyn Navarro. If you want to download this show, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio or on our Facebook fan page at Wrestling X Factor Radio. .com/It Factor Entertainment Radio fan page for archives of this episode and others. For Wayne Benitez, I'm Ghost. Later.
So long it looked like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it looked like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. It looked like you had your problems. Really, you never was solving. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just know when I gotta reach, I reach back like 1-3. Like 1-3, yeah.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole town, they wanna take my place. Whole town, they wanna take my place. Whole town, they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I get that it looks fake, yeah. I don't trust the words you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it looked like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it looked like up to me.
Trying to play it safe. Vibe switch like 9 day. I can see it like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since things never been the same.
That's when they smile in my face. Hold on, they wanna take my place. Hold on, they wanna take my place. Hold on. So long it looked like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face.